It's the download here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman. Let's do the carry out, shall we? Here are today's top stories. President Trump is withdrawing from the Paris Accord on climate change and promptly will re-enter the Accord on climate change. So essentially, this president, like I've been saying all along, is in the pocket of big oil. Oh, wait. Big oil is for this? Oh. Well, then he's in the pocket of small oil. Oh, they're for it too? Okay. What about olive oil? Do they? They don't care about climate change? The president is essentially saying that he ran on the idea of getting out of this potentially job-killing climate change deal because it was bad for American workers, which he loves, by the way. Then it was said by the president and others that this was for the forgotten Americans, which is code for people who work in factories that pollute. Sorry to say, but the idea that the government is putting these people out of work is hogwash. Most of the time, it's the companies themselves moving to automation or the customers moving to cheaper energy options. So, pandering much? So, if we try to save the planet, we're just killing jobs, which is ironic because if the planet dies, those coal mines, they're probably going to close up shop too. But if there's a really good reason to leave the Accord, and I'm sure there is, saying make America great again over and over and over again, it's not making the case. And frankly, and we talked about this last night, this Accord is non-binding. The emission standards and goals that are set by individual countries, that's not by this treaty. So Trump could just change what Obama set out in the goals for the United States. He doesn't have to withdraw. That's why this doesn't pass the smell test. This may be all about reminding people that he ran for president and he keeps his promises and he's going to remember that. He's going to do it again. So remember, I'm going to run again. Anyone looking? Good. Let's re-enter the Paris Accord. That's ridiculous. That being said, President Trump is touting better job numbers in the private sector and better stock market numbers, which, let's be clear, doesn't mean anything for the forgotten Americans. But new information says the economy is on the way up, until the next piece of information says it's not. That's just the way media works. On Capitol Hill, senators are calling for more information on a story that Attorney General Jeff Sessions met with the Russian ambassador, at an event in April 2016. Why is this important? Because it could possibly be the third meeting that Sessions had after he told the Senate that he never met with him at all. I mean, just that one time. Then there was a second time, too. I wouldn't count this, but there was a third time. But I read the story on NBC earlier today, and it said that the Department of Justice vehemently denies this meeting and that investigators are just looking into it. But then I saw CNN this afternoon with the scrawl, "Breaking news, Sessions perjury." And I think it was all caps as well. I mean, I get it. Sessions has denied under oath before, and then he's changed his tune. But not sure that this story needs the all-cap scrawl. Going to go ahead and grab the remote and go ahead and change the channel. Ooh, Matlock. In local politics, I knew Mayor Emanuel had a background in ballet, but I had no idea that J.B. Pritzker could also dance. Tap dance, pirouette, whatever else you call his reaction to the release of the Blagojevich tapes. His reaction to the press questions made Sean Spicer look like a pro. What are you talking about with this Valerie Jarrett nonsense? Did you understand that Governor Blagojevich was going for a quid pro quo when talking to you about appointing you to open seats? It's a pretty clear question. Anyway, he'd be my first pick if we were playing dodgeball. But we're not. Let's get some business news in. Here's the new business idea. Walmart is testing out a delivery service, but instead of hiring drivers, they would just have employees drop off orders on their way home from work. That is not made up. Yep, you work your 8 hours, and then on the way home, you drop off toilet paper nearby. This would be a paid gig, so it's not that Walmart could be taking advantage of current workers. But still, this was really someone's idea? Like, it just really feels like they're letting the greeters in at the big table, right? I've got an idea. I mean, I live right by McCollum Lake. I could just drop it off on the way home. I think Sam's got an idea. I can't figure out yet, but I have a feeling someone's going to get screwed over on this gig. In weather, date appropriate. June 1st weather. In sports, the Cubs and Sox with the day off. They both lost yesterday. Both of these teams are really killing the baseball vibe this year in Chicago. The White Sox look to be climbing back in. Then, boom, they lose two in a row. In baseball, two in a row is nothing. But if you're hanging on by a thread like the Sox are already, every game counts. Ugh, that's gross that every game counts this early in June. The Cubs, well, they've lost six in a row, but the beauty of this team, or the ugliness of the NL Central, is that they have a three-game set coming up with the Cardinals at Wrigley starting tomorrow. They win the series, they're right back in the hunt for first place. To give you an idea, if you were two games under 500 in, say, the NL West, you'd be 7.5 back. So the Cubs can erase the whole West Coast debacle with a good weekend series. Tonight, the NBA Finals. Finally getting underway. Wow, it took forever. It's a rematch of the Cavs and the Warriors. The Warriors added superstar Kevin Durant ever since last year's loss. The Cavs, I think they just added some depth to LeBron's receding hairline. But it's one of the best rivalries in sports, and they're back at it. I'm excited for this. Just when we're about to start it up, some knucklehead graffitis the N-word on LeBron's front gate out in California. LeBron responded by talking about race relations and bringing up Emmett Till during media day yesterday. Then Emmett Till was trending as a bunch of young people were like, Emmett Till, who's he play for? But give respect to LeBron that he has to deal with with not only guarding Kevin Durant, but then also racism this NBA Finals. Real strong. Way to go. Here's a fact for you. It was 20 years ago today that Michael Jordan and the Bulls beat the Utah Jazz game one of the 1997 Finals. There are so many championships in that era that we're over-celebrating each individual one. How is this not the number one story in Chicago sports today? Remember when we beat the Jazz? Oh, which time? Mignon. Last night, the Penguins beat the Predators to take a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. Now the series goes back to Nashville, where hopefully the Predators can rebound. Otherwise, really? You get all the way to the finals and turn back into a fledgling wildcard team that we all know you to be? Finish the job, Predators. I can't believe I'm saying that. Finish the job. God, I hate the Predators. Finally tonight, Chance the Rapper was on The View today. He talked about racism, Donald Trump, Chicago violence, and he also said that LeBron James was the best basketball player ever. These kids. I mean, 2 points. One, I'm not sure if Chance ever got to see Michael Jordan play in person. And two, and more importantly, Joy Behar still on The View? Learn something new every day. So what? Who cares? All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Christine Dudley. She is with the Illinois Film Office. We'll talk about the productions that's happening in the Chicago area, the state of Illinois, this summer. Stay with us.